Good day. This is John David Miller. Welcome to Holistic Reality Postcast, Holistic Natural Health and Reality Analysis, presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. Today we're talking about a 2020 economic update. I have been busy and haven't gotten to that. It's now March 7th, but the economy is undergoing significant changes in the last week or two. So there is a global financial crisis that has been gradually developing for many years. The devastating effects of unsustainable debt, a long-hidden giant bubble of shaky derivatives, multiple funny money currencies, manipulated markets, and a growing realization of vast deception are behind the developing collapse triggered by the closure of businesses due to the COVID-19 scare. As an overview, with blatant financial disinformation as standard policy, no one knows for sure how things will unfold over the next few years. The financial house of cards in Europe has been teetering for quite a while. For safety, many alternative economists have urged their audiences to move financial assets out of stocks and currency-based accounts and markets. Stocks, bonds, and pensions are taking big hits. Bank accounts may even be frozen or reduced with bank charges in the coming months. The claimed recovery from the crash of 2008 was mostly based on the tricks of tweaked numbers and free play money. Derivative contracts based on subprime assets have continued to be a huge, shaky portion of the financial foundation. The massive amount of debt owed by governments, companies, and individuals could fuel the inflation spiral. If the collapse is not contained, we may be headed into a lengthy, greater depression. Post-crash, paper dollars will probably be much less valuable than food, water, seeds, silver, gold, and other commodities, although better than the vanished digits that used to be your bank account. Unemployment? The official unemployment rate does not include underemployment. Although job starts were reportedly increasing, more than one quarter of the USA working age people do not have a full-time job. About half the population receives government payments of some type for financial support. Robotic automation is also reducing the need for human workers. Many jobs that had moved overseas have not been restored here yet. Banking. This nexus of the corporate conglomerate that controls finance and business is in trouble. Without major reform, collapse of a financial system based on phony money and manipulation of numbers is inevitable. The Federal Reserve banking fraud has blown the debt and market bubbles larger than ever. They had resumed massive phony money creation, but would not call it, quote, quantitative easing, unquote, this time. It only falsely helped the banks and stock market temporarily. Now the popping of the giant bubbles may be an explosion that takes out your pension, investments, and/or your bank account. Interest. The Fed, the Federal Reserve System, had nudged the interest rate up by 0.25% at a time over the last couple of years, putting a little squeeze on borrowers and slowing the real estate and automobile markets. Now that sales at all levels are down, the Fed has changed back to rate reduction. They just enacted an emergency cut in the interest rate of 0.5%. The stock market continued falling, and now bond yields are nearly nothing. Currencies. The dollar has been an international safe haven for money to be parked due to economic uncertainty. With increased use of other currencies and weakening global trade, the dollar is losing its sole world reserve status, while nations have been building up their gold holdings at a suppressed price. Will there be some kind of reset of currency values, perhaps to be backed by assets? If at least certain currencies are tied to real value commodities, that could bring some stability before conditions become desperate or chaotic. The cryptocurrencies have had their struggles, but still survive and are rising again. Inflation. Inflation has returned to many markets, and many may ramp up more with the falling interest rates, supply chain disruptions, and extreme shortages of many goods. Retail. Companies that serve the dwindling middle class are closing stores in record numbers. Many small, locally owned shops have succumbed to the big corporate invaders. Online retailers have drawn a lot of business as well. Brick-and-mortar stores are subsiding, leaving empty spaces or repurposed uses in plazas and malls. The worsening economic scenario will cause many more business closures. Gold and silver. The prices have been manipulated for years using commodity paper trades. The silver price finally rose above the cost of production, but it is still very low compared to the gold price. Silver has many uses and provides better protection of asset value with a greater potential for gain. I suggest holding physical silver, including pre-1965 U.S. silver coins, not paper or digital promises. Stocks. The stock market was stimulated to remarkable new highs by almost free money funding corporate buybacks and program manipulation by big players. As the market's hot air is being released, prices have fallen dramatically. Insiders had greatly reduced their overall holdings in anticipation. If the world economy tanks, as it appears to be doing, and especially if the extensive financial fraud is exposed, stocks will decline even more and take a long time to get back to their highs, which were mainly unrealistic. Housing. While homes have been selling in some areas, higher interest rates had slowed the housing market. Meanwhile, the number of qualified buyers has also subsided as fewer people have full-time jobs and many are in deep debt with no access to financing. As homeless camps grow, the recent interest rate cut is not likely to produce many more buyers. Oil. Oil and fuel prices have been lower with the faltering global economy. Oil had gotten up to over $75 a barrel, which helped sustain the petrodollar for a while. Now the USA has grown its oil output to be one of the world's highest. Iraq has also been restoring their production levels as they return to the world economy. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia, Russia, and other OPEC producers limit output to try to boost the price. Projection. It has been expected for some time by alternative economists that the banking, debt, and derivative bubbles would be popping. The exposure of banks, companies, and governments to these threats has left little confidence in the financial system. There is no more debt leverage to sustain it, and nowhere near enough assets to back the ultimately worthless paper. This 2019 NCOV pandemic threat has been the trigger that appears to be setting off a financial collapse. This could result in a further plummet in stock prices, locking of bond redemptions, bank closings, and wiping out of pensions, bank accounts, and other paper assets. Experts warn that the market drops, criminal acts among business and government officials, dollar-pumping inflation, and/or possible bank account and pension devaluations may soon worsen the wipeout of the middle class and increase widespread poverty and homelessness. There may be little time to complete preparedness for the economic changes already underway. Let us hope that a well-thought-out resolution plan, some type of reset, will be introduced before chaos is overwhelming. Please visit survivethechanges.com for details on many of the changes we are facing, and look for our new Survive the Changes and Poisons learning module there. We also encourage you to visit reallywell.com for outstanding natural health information and products, and holisticreality.com for the archives of this program and more about our philosophy of natural holism. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.